Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. I am so excited you're here. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I started the Easy EdTech Podcast in 2019 to share my favorite tips, tricks, and strategies for technology integration. With over 200 episodes to choose from, including new ones each week, you'll hear stories from my time in the classroom, the work I do now with schools and districts, and updates on my travels to different EdTech events. Each episode is designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. Don't forget to look for the link to the show notes in the description of this episode. You'll find that link right below the episode summary in every podcast app. This week's episode is sponsored by my Quick Reference Guides. These Quick Reference Guides, or QRGs, give you an overview of big topics and plenty of resource suggestions on a variety of topics. Search for Monica Burns, that's me, on Amazon to find my Quick Reference Guides on AI chatbots, one on classroom technology tips, and another co-written with Pam Allen on digital reading strategies. Or head to classtechtips.com/books for more information. This week's episode is all about presentation tips for teachers or anyone in education who's designing resources for their colleagues, for students, or for families. Today on the podcast, I have a handful of presentation tools you can use for your next slide-based presentation, and more than just the tool itself, like the name of an app or website, but I'm using the term tools today to describe the type of resource you might want to try out when you're giving a presentation this school year. You might not use all of them at the same time or for the same presentation, but I think they're all worthy of your consideration as you're looking at how you share information with your community, whether that's students or colleagues or families. On the list that we'll go over in today's episode, I've included some types of tools along with specific examples, ones that you could try out right away. If you've joined me for a presentation over the past couple years, you know that my recommendation is to always use tools that are already in your tool belt. So for example, you might have a favorite QR code generator, so stick with that instead of using the one I recommend, right? If you've got something in your tool belt, run with it. These are recommendations, and you might say, Monica, can I do that with this tool? And you're probably right. So let's get into this list of presentation tools you just have to try, I think are super worthy of your consideration this year. The first one will let you create perfect images. If you want to make the perfect image for your next presentation, skip the Google image search and use a generative AI tool instead. Adobe Firefly is a great choice. I've done some work with the Adobe Education team in the past, and it is a favorite for generating images totally for free. If you're interested in adding perfect images to your next presentation, make sure to check out episode 231 of my podcast. It's called Why You Might Want to Start Using AI to Generate Images. And it's a great option for anyone who's curious about making your own images. So the first thing you might want to think about for your next presentation is how can you create perfect images? And you might choose a generative AI tool, maybe one like Adobe Firefly, to help get the job done. The next one is getting help making slides. Now, if you need some help getting with your next slide deck, there's lots of tools that can help you. And there might be one that you already love, but I'll mention one and I'll throw in another for your consideration. If you have a presentation on your schedule, something coming up, maybe you're introducing a new topic to your students or sharing something you learned at a conference with colleagues, you might need a little bit of a help or a little bit of a jumpstart with making some slides. Now, I've shared lots of AI resources on the podcast this year, including one that can help you make slides. And you might have seen this in my blog post with a list of artificial intelligence tools as well. One is called CuriPod, C-U-R-I-P-O-D, and it's a great option to help you save time making slides on a wide variety of topics. This is really a content support, right? So you type in what you're teaching or working on, and it gives you a lesson, an interactive lesson with all slides you can use as is, but more likely than not, this is going to help you, right? Not replace you, right? It's going to help you make some slides, and then you'll use your professional judgment to make tweaks and changes and customize it. Another place to go for getting help making slides is Canva. It's a presentation tool I love and use all the time, and you could use it for making slides for your next presentation. They have lots of templates to choose from, but one of the things I love so much that can really help you with making your slides, this second tool category, is that you can change all colors and fonts across your deck with just one click. So say you open up this template, you really love it, you start plugging things in, and you decide you want to change the color purple to the color green. Well, once you do it the first time, it'll ask you if you want to change every purple piece or graphic that you see in that document to green, and it will let you do the same thing with fonts. So really great for help making slides. The next tool you might want to look for is under the category of making QR codes. So if you are mentioning a digital resource, a link in your next presentation, you could add a QR code to your slide deck. I love QR codes, and there are plenty of tools to make a QR code quickly. It's one of the quick action items in Adobe Express, another favorite. And you might have a QR code Chrome extension or another plugin that you love. If you've used QR codes a lot, you might be good to go with this tip. But if you're new to them, I have a post on my blog. I'll link to it in the show notes for today. That's about creating flyers and how to put a QR code on a flyer. And that'll give you some step-by-steps for making your first QR code or making your first one in a while if you haven't done it in some time. Next up in our list of presentation tips is to share a student version. Make a version of your presentation for students or whoever your audience might be. Although you can share a view-only version of a Google Slides presentation, you can also share an interactive version too. You could do this with Nearpod, which is one of my favorite presentation tools. All you have to do for your next presentation is share a link with students for a self-paced version. The next tip on our list of presentation tips for teachers is to introduce a translator. Now, you might not have someone that's able to stand by your side and translate in real time. Instead, you could use a tool like Microsoft Translator. That's just one example. If you are working with an audience that's multilingual, a translator tool could be helpful. Microsoft Translator has a fantastic mobile app, and your participants can download the app on their device, like a smartphone, and choose the language for their own customized captions. Then the app that you use will hear your voice. It's using the microphone on your device, and it will translate it and push it out to that person's device so that they can read the captions of the presentation while they hear you talk in one language, maybe English, then they can see what you are saying in the quick translation using the app. Of course, it's not perfect, but it's pretty great and can make a difference for sure if you're working with a multilingual audience and you're only giving a presentation in one language. The next tip is to include captions. So speaking of translation and captions, you might decide that you want to put captions on the bottom of your screen while you're giving a presentation. You could do this if you are giving a virtual presentation like over Zoom, or you could even put your presentation into a space like Google Slides. It's one tool that has captioning built right in. When you're in presentation mode in Google Slides, all you have to do is toggle the captions on, and it will use your voice to generate and display the captions in real time. I do have a few Google Slides themed resources on my blog. One of them is titled 9 Reasons Why I Love Google Slides, and I think you should too. So remember, you can find all those extra posts and resources linked in today's show notes. So hopefully that will be a resource you can bookmark, especially if you're curious about some other things you can do in Google Slides. The next tip on our list of presentation tips is to add interactive features. I host lots of in-person and virtual workshops. This episode is going to go live for you towards the end of October, and I'll have spent this fall in a few different places, including presentations in Texas, in Florida, virtually with lots of educators in different corners of the world. And I love to include opportunities for everyone to participate. And with very big groups, like a keynote presentation, I'll often use tools like Mentimeter for a quick poll or even to create a word cloud. There are lots of presentation tools that have interactive features built right in, like Slido and Lumio, just to name a few, but I do appreciate having a standalone tool like Mentimeter sometimes, especially if I'm in a big group and people are going to use smartphones. So that's great for colleagues and families. But Mentimeter is also really friendly for sharing a link with students. You could pop that link in Google Classroom, they can click on it, or you could even generate a QR code for kids to scan and participate. The last one on our list is to try a presentation remote. And one of my favorite presentation tools is something you hold in your hand, a remote. And this is the one I use most often. I'm going to link out to it. This is one that has the forward and back buttons. It's a pretty standard remote. And the one that I saw someone use recently that is on my Amazon wish list, I'll also link out to in the show notes. It looks more like a ring that you wear or you hold on one of your fingers and then you're like pressing into your hand. So I don't want to say it's super discreet. It's like pretty obvious you're clicking on something, but it's a little different than holding a remote that you might feel like you're shaking around a little bit. So both of the ones I'll link for you are around that $20 price point. It might seem like a bit of an investment up front, but it can make a difference if you like to move around a space and you just want an easy way to advance slides. So if you're feeling ready for your next presentation, I hope you'll try out one of these presentation tips on my list today. You might add all of these to your tool belt, some of the tools that I mentioned, or you might just use a few. These are all ready for you to customize to the way you like to teach and share information. And if you're working with students, especially secondary students, you might ask them to include some of these tips or some of these ideas into presentations they give to. Of course, if they see you modeling with some of these best practices, then they might try them out without even making the connection that they've seen you do it before too. Of course, if you have another tip to add to the list, just leave me a note on Instagram or Twitter. Or of course, if you're on my newsletter list, if you get my newsletter every Monday, you can always reply to that newsletter. I read all of the messages that I get. So let's finish up with a few key points to make this EdTech easy. Create perfect images for your next presentation using AI. Get help making slides so that you can save time and the design process. Try out a translator or include captions in your next presentation. Consider using a remote to help you move around and advance slides at the same time. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode at classtechtips.com/podcast and finding today's episode. This week's episode is sponsored by my Quick Reference Guides. These Quick Reference Guides, or QRGs, give you an overview of big topics and plenty of resource suggestions on a variety of topics. Search for Monica Burns, that's me, on Amazon to find my quick reference guides on AI chatbots, one on classroom technology tips, and another co-written with Pam Allen on digital reading strategies. Or head to classtechtips.com/books for more information. Thank you for tuning in to another Tuesday episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. Stay tuned this fall for a few bonus episodes. Instead of Sundays like we've done this past year, they're going to shift to Fridays. Not every Friday, but every once in a while. So make sure you're listening on a podcast app where you can hit the follow button. That way, every new episode, not just Tuesdays, but the bonus ones too, will pop up for you as soon as they go live. And if you want to share an idea from today's episode, maybe with a friend or a colleague, you can send the link to them as a text or even tweet or post it on your favorite social media platform. You can find me there too. Just tag me at Class Tech Tips with any takeaways or questions.